Hello, welcome to part two, where your readers are Christine and Chris Gillam. First of all, we'll see what we have for you in this week's information desk, and then we'll follow with some news items. Also coming up, we have an opinion piece on the trouble with the roadworks, which seem to be everywhere about the city and county. First, here's information desk.
First of all, a few thanks are in order. To Mrs. Clay for your kind donation, and then to Mrs. Coupland, Mrs. Dennis, Mrs. Benny, and Mrs. Bloomfield for the stamps which you've passed on to us. Thank you. Next, we have information on activities from Vision Norfolk, as it is now gradually starting to reopen. Contacts there are Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216. Or by email to mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. The Audio Book Club meeting will be taking place in the Norwich Bradbury Activities Centre on Monday the 9th of August at 1:30 with a guest speaker, John Lawrence, who is a local author. Please do book in for this meeting. There will also be a discussion of the Book of the Month. The F-Stop Eyes Photography Group will be meeting on Friday the 6th of August with a short walk around the city centre photographing the T-Rex sculptures. This will be followed by lunch in a local cafe and a chance to meet up socially. The Creative Writing Group will next be meeting at the Bradbury Centre on Tuesday the 17th of August at 2 p.m. with an opportunity for members to meet up face-to-face and have their written creative talents read out by volunteer Maggie.
The Theatre Group invites you to join them at the Theatre Royal Norwich for a performance of Six the Musical. The flyer for the show says extravagantly, "From Tudor queens to pop princesses, the six wives of Henry VIII finally take to the mic, remixing 500 years of historical heartbreak into a celebration of 21st century girl power." It's on Saturday the 25th of September at 4 p.m. with audio description. Tickets are £37 and this includes a sighted companion ticket if required. To book, call Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk by August the 20th, please. Those are also the contact details for tickets for another event, the Thursford 2021 Christmas Spectacular. There are a couple of tickets left. The performance is on Wednesday the 10th of November at 2 p.m. Tickets are £41.50 and transport costs are £5 per person. Book with Mark or Helen and payment needs to be made by September the 10th.
The Cuppa Care Bus is led by the Rotary Club of Norwich and supported by seven local charities who help and support people of all ages with a range of services. The seven local charities are Age UK Norwich, Vision Norfolk, Here for Norfolk, Norfolk LGBT Plus Project, Norfolk and Waveney Mind, Norfolk CAB and Age UK Norfolk. The Cuppa Care Bus aims to bring people together and tackle loneliness. Vision Norfolk say, whether you just want to get out of the house, to meet new people, or chat about something that's worrying you, we have friendly people on hand who can help. Come on your own or with a friend. You'll be more than welcome to join us for a cuppa and a chat. The dates and locations are as follows. Wednesday the 28th of July at Strumpshaw Community Hall, Mill Road, Strumpshaw, NR 13 4FS, that's F for Freddie and S for Sugar, from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Wednesday the 28th, also the 28th of July, Holy Trinity Church Car Park, Salhouse Road, Rack Heath, NR 13 6QH, and that's from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. Monday the 9th of August, the Octagon Chapel Car Park, Colgate, Norwich, NR 3 1BN, and that's from 1:30 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. There are a couple more later dates, and we will feature these in the next edition.
We have the good news that the Macula Group are starting up again. Derek Heffer says the hot news is that the Macula Support Group is opening up for business again on Friday, 13th August from 12 till 2 at the usual meeting place at Vision Norfolk. He says it will be good to see the members of the Macula Group again, together with others having problems with macular disease. He asks that you come with ideas and suggestions for the programme of meetings that will take place on the second Friday of September, October, November, and if possible, in December for a Christmas lunch. For more information, please call Derek on 01603 861 554.
The Broadland Blind Club is resuming with the first meeting on the 5th of August, from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. Thereafter, every first Thursday of the month. The meet takes place at St Cuthbert's Church Hall, Wroxham Road, Norwich. For any query, call Mervyn Ivani on 01603 961 407 or Secretary Marion on 01603 408 758. In the last edition, you heard of the traffic management information received from Norfolk County Council regarding works at South Park Avenue. The details of the work are widening South Park Avenue between Coleman Road and Pettus Road to allow buses to pass each other without slowing down or stopping, a new zebra crossing to improve facilities for pedestrians near Eaton Park, carriageway resurfacing. For the period from Thursday the 22nd of July to Sunday the 5th of September, this will mean the current road closures and one-way system will remain in place. In addition, the junction with Buckingham Road will also be closed. Exit from the area will be via South Park Avenue through to Bluebell Road.
Finally, Mark has received a letter from the NNN Hospital and asks for your feedback as soon as possible. It reads, "We have been asked to get a Pride rainbow installed on a pathway in the hospital's main plaza in time for Norwich Pride Day on the 31st of July. Would you be able to advise, please, whether there have ever been any reports of Pride or indeed NHS rainbow paths and crossings having caused confusion to visually impaired people and also to other people with cognitive impairments? I have contacted the hospital's ophthalmology department. They don't feel qualified to answer, albeit have said the rainbow may give the false impression of a different level on the pavement and make people think there is a step to navigate. Apologies for this, and I appreciate it does not give much time for a response. However, the hospital's management board is very keen on showing its support of Norwich Pride Day on the 31st of July by having a rainbow path installed. And to have it completed in time, we have contracts on hold already to start. Mark would like your feedback from this, but as you see, there is little time to reply. Well, that's all from Information Desk for this week, so now we can move on to some more news items.